You're listening to the audio production of It's About Time, The Art of Choosing the Meaningful Over the Urgent by Valerie Burton, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit thomasnelson.com/p/about-time-audio/.
To my husband, Jeff, you jumped into this experiment with time without hesitation, and the journey that's unfolded as a result is beyond anything I had imagined. Thank you. I love you. This is where I started. The subject of time is something I have wrestled with my entire life. I've always seemed to think I can get more done in a day than I can, leaving me with the feeling that I've never done enough. I've jokingly called myself a recovering procrastinator, and the modern pull of digital distractions has made it easier than ever to put off the things that matter. Not to mention, my struggle with perfectionism has meant it's never quite the right time to get started anyway. Then I found myself racing against a biological clock in my 30s, afraid that my life's most meaningful dream might pass me by altogether. Because my struggle with time has often felt like a stronghold, a thorn in my side I could not pluck out, I have desperately wanted to untangle its grip on my life. The day it came to me that I should write this book was pretty frustrating. I'll share more about that in a moment. But let me encourage you that sometimes it is your frustration that fuels your turnaround. Sometimes you become so exasperated by the thought of continuing on the path you have been traveling that you suddenly feel the conviction to finally do whatever it takes to change. That is the place where this journey started. For years, I coached others to get unstuck, and now I needed to get myself unstuck. I invite you to step through this journey with me as I share timeless truths and practical steps that will open your eyes to the insidious nature of our problem with time. It is a problem that has evolved, slowly taking us further and further from nature's rhythm and moving us toward the unsustainable pace and load of a technology age. You, me, and millions of others struggle daily to keep up. I knew deep down that the journey I embarked on was not just for me. It was meant to make its way into this book to help you, too. That thought was intimidating, but also motivating. The pressure and the accountability of helping you ultimately helped me. My desire is for you to walk away from this book with an understanding of the eternal value of your finite time, and why and how you must intentionally choose the meaningful over the urgent every single day. Our culture makes it so that even the most organized and efficient among us feels the pressure of the ticking clock and the possibility and regret of missing out. Modern life has evolved in a way that sets us up for stress, pressure, and overload. New norms and attitudes tap into deeply wired psychological impulses that make it harder than ever to take control of our time. Many of us also have one or more innate personality traits that make the struggle even worse. Perhaps you can relate to one or more of them. Optimism, perfectionism, overachieving, over-responsibility, approval addiction, or excessive guilt. No wonder time can become a tyrant that leaves you chronically stressed and discontented. It would be enough if the ultimate consequences were only stress and discontentment, but those are just symptoms. Instead, it's the prospect of living a life in which you spend your time doing the things that seem important, only to look back and realize you missed out on the things that actually are. Today, this ultimate consequence is becoming the fate of more and more people. The natural pace and rhythm of life has been disrupted and replaced by historical and cultural shifts I will describe in the coming chapters. Shifts that have created new habits that have become so common, they are the new normal. These shifts make it easy to choose the things that feel normal, because everyone else is doing them, over the things that are natural, because they grow out of how you were created to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?